Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, go ahead, Brother William.
Go ahead,
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Bible Basic Instructions Before Leaving Earth.
Amen.
We are coming to you from the Church of Christ, the only church that is written in your Bible.
Amen.
We are the church that was built by Christ.
Amen.
The church that was founded by Christ,
mm-hmm.
Ephesians chapter 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 11.
Mm-hmm.
The church that was built by Christ, Matthew 16 and 18.
Mm-hmm.
The church that is married to Christ, Romans 7 and 4.
Amen.
The church that is the spiritual body of Christ, Ephesians 5 and 23. The church that is the spiritual wife of Christ, Ephesians 5. 23 through 25, the church that is the kingdom of Christ, Colossians 1, verse 18, verse 13, the church over which Christ is the head, Ephesians 5, 23 through 25, Ephesians 1, 22 and 23,
mm-hmm.
Colossians 1, 18 and 24, and so we come to you from the Bible, the Holy Bible,
Amen.
The Holy Writ, the Book of the Lord,
Amen.
The Word of God,
mm-hmm.
the Word that is from the beginning and to the end. It is from Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end, the
Amen.
First and the last, Jesus Christ, the living Word, John chapter 1, verse 1. Revelation chapter 1, verse 8. He is the Word of God.
Mm-hmm.
And so, ladies and gentlemen, tonight's message,
mm-hmm.
the message of the gospel,
Amen.
It is the gospel doctrine of Christ. It is the gospel that saves, Romans chapter 1, verse 16 and 17. It is the doctrine of Christ, 2 John 9 and 10. It is the only true gospel, Galatians chapter 1, verses 6 through 9. We ask you tonight, ladies and gentlemen, as we tuned in to our gospel message tonight, that you look intently to the word of God that is spoken by the ministers on our panel. This broadcast is sponsored and provided by the means of the Darien Luke Church of Christ, where Brother Lewis Parker IV and Brother Lewis Parker Jr. are the ministers of that congregation. They are also the ministers on this panel tonight. In addition, on the panel, we have Brother James Johnson and Brother Leroy Williams
mm-hmm.
of the Par Edition Church of Christ in Texas. And we invite you tonight to listen in. And if you have any questions or comments as you're listening, we also encourage you to push the number one dial on your phone. Push number one on your keypad.
Mm-hmm.
And our moderator, Brother Brown, will cue you into the live call where you can ask your question or make your spiritual comment.
Amen.
We appreciate everybody being here tonight, and we're going to open up this Bible discussion and this session with a prayer. I ask you to bow your hearts with me as we pray to God and our Father. Father God and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
Yes.
We bow our heart before you. We bow down in humility, dear God, and we understand and we respect your awesome power.
Amen.
We respect your awesome love.
Yes.
We are respectful of your awesome salvation.
Uh-huh.
Heavenly Father, as we speak the word tonight, help each of our ministers who speak on this panel and this program tonight to have a ready recollection of the knowledge and wisdom of the gospel that he has studied, that he might deliver a message and deliver it such that all who are hearers might be able to understand, believe, and receive the gospel of the grace of thy salvation. We thank you, dear God, for the Darien Loop Church of Christ in Houston, Texas, who faithfully sponsors this program twice a week, every week. We are thankful, dear God, for members of the body of Christ who are faithful in supporting the gospel and the preaching and the spread of the gospel of the grace of God.
Amen.
We thank you, dear God, for having the privilege to call you our Father.
Amen. Amen.
Through our obedience of faith to your gospel.
Mm-hmm.
You have saved us from eternal damnation.
Amen.
Romans chapter 8, verses 1 and 2. And we love you, dear God, because we keep your commandments. We pray, dear God, for every heart. And now, as we begin this message tonight, dear God, may the words of grace cause somebody to want to obey your gospel.
Amen.
Somebody wants to be saved.
Yes.
And we ask, dear God, that you bless us in this endeavor and every endeavor that we put forward to do good and to do your will.
Amen.
To your name's honor and glory.
Amen. Amen.
Thank you for all that you do.
Mm-hmm.
In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen.
Amen, bro.
Ladies and gentlemen, tonight is a night of gospel revelation, gospel preaching. We only preach the truth.
Amen.
The truth and the whole truth.
Amen.
The naked truth and nothing but the truth.
Amen.
The truth will set you free. John chapter 8 and verse number 24 and 32. Only the truth can free you from sin. And if you're not free from your sin, ladies and gentlemen, don't die. If you die in your sin, where God is, you cannot go.
Amen. Amen.
Heaven, that's where God dwells. And in Christ, we sit with him in heavenly places.
Amen.
Tonight, we're going to tell you how to be and how to get into Christ.
Amen.
Somebody needs to know how to get into Christ tonight.
Mm-hmm.
We know this because there's so much false teaching in religion today.
Amen.
It's all over the world.
Yes.
And especially here in America.
Amen. Amen.
But because of false teaching, we must tell you the truth.
Amen.
If it's not written in God's holy writ, it is not the truth. I'm not making this up, ladies and gentlemen. That's just the fact.
That's it.
Jesus, as a man, Jesus Christ, praying to God, said, save them or sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is truth. That's in John 17 and 17. Now, ladies and gentlemen, as you listen to our broadcast tonight, we're going to be teaching the word of God.
Amen.
We encourage you to not only open your Bibles and to look up these scriptures and to follow along with our message, but also to have your pen and paper and write down the scriptures.
Amen.
Go back. Be like the people of Berea in old Greece. They searched the scriptures, the Old Testament scriptures, to see whether the prophecies that were being explained in the New Testament doctrine were in fact the truth.
Amen.
You want to search scripture. You want to study your Bible and find out for yourself whether the truth is what you are hearing. You can know the truth. God assures us of that. So we want you to listen intently tonight as these ministers speak, and that you might receive the knowledge, understanding, and have the obedience to the truth. God bless you, ladies and gentlemen. And now, to start us out, we turn our ministry, this ministerial hour, over to Brother James Johnson, who is one of the ministers of the Paradisian Church of Christ in Warden, Texas. Brother Johnson, you got the floor.
All right. I want to thank you, Brother William, for that presentation that you have given, that you open up the word of God to the people.
Amen.
That they may hear what God got to say.
That's it.
In Jeremiah 22:29, he says, "O earth, 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 hear the word of the Lord."
Yeah.
He didn't say that about hear the words of the preacher. See, we got too many people listening to preachers, but they're not listening to the word of God.
Amen.
And Romans 10:17, so faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God.
Mm-hmm.
If we're not listening, we can't hear.
Amen.
You see, a lot of time we listen to something that's not real. We don't search nothing. In Acts the 17th chapter and verse 11, the Bereans were more noble at Thessalonica. They searched the scripture daily to see if those things were so. You see, people go on too many ministers and preachers and elders and deacons and things, but they don't go to the word of God for themselves and learn the truth. See, God is the greatest teacher that ever lived.
Amen.
And can teach you everything that you need to know.
True.
You see, when we honor God and do what he tells us, he will bless us.
Amen.
See, we can depend on God when we can't depend on man.
Amen.
See, God is living every day. Man dying and going to hell, or if he ain't right with God, he's going to... If he ain't right with God, he's going to hell. If he's right with God and stay right, he'll go to heaven.
Amen.
But see, we fail to one thing to do is to turn to God. Everybody needs to turn to God.
Amen.
Not a few people, not some people. All nations, all races, everywhere, all over the globe, need to turn to God and
Amen.
Obey his will.
Amen.
If we do not obey his will, we will lose our soul and go to hell. Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. There's a lot of folk turned down the invitation to Christ.
Yeah.
They say Christ ain't the one, huh? They died in their sins. We have had tremendous fires. We have had tremendous killings. We have had tremendous floods.
Yes.
We done had disasters throughout this year. We don't know what next year may hold, but we already know what this part of the year holds. It's holding things that God wants us to see, and he wants the church to see it. So while we can see it, we don't know what God means.
Yes.
God is nothing to play with.
Get it right.
It's time to get it right, ladies and gentlemen.
Amen.
If you die in your sins, you're going to hell. Do
yes.
you know that when you outside of Christ, you already headed for hell?
All right. Amen.
You are headed for hell. That's what the Bible says.
Yes.
We can back it up with the scripture.
Mm-hmm.
You see, the Bible talks about hell. You go to Psalms 50 and verse 22, you'll find it over there. If you go to Job 8:13, Job 26:6, you'll find it again. You'll find it in Psalm 79:6.
Mm-hmm.
You'll find it in Psalm 9:17.
Yes.
You'll find it in Proverbs 15:8-11.
Yes.
And then Proverbs 27:20. Hell is all over God's word. We don't even need to go to the New Testament to go down there because we know it's in the New Testament because God's going to judge everybody.
And
if they ain't ready, they better get ready.
Yes.
See, you see, in Luke the 12th chapter, beginning at verse 47 through 48, it said we're going to be whooped with a many stripes that know the truth.
Amen.
Those who don't know it or haven't been exposed to it will be whooped with a few stripes. But we all going to get our punishment if we don't do what God tells us.
Amen.
Mm-hmm. You see, we need to learn the truth. We need to obey the truth.
Yes.
And 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 22, says, seeing ye have purified your soul by obeying the truth.
Amen.
And the unfree love of the Spirit. You've got to obey God, not the preacher. If we can get the preacher out the way and let the cross do his work, and we're talking about God, then the job will get done.
Amen.
See, all the Church of Christ ministers are just to bring the message.
Amen.
And that's it. We got nothing else to offer but the message.
Amen.
If you don't want the message of God, then you don't want God.
Yep.
And you don't have God. I don't care how religious you are.
Amen.
You do not have God. God ain't looking for religious people. He's looking for people that will obey him. You see, I want to share something with you right quick.
Mm-hmm.
See, we want all those Baptist folks.
Mm-hmm.
We want all those Catholic folks.
Yeah.
We want all those Methodist folks.
Amen.
We want those Jehovah Witness folks. Why do you want them? So we can teach them God's word.
The truth.
We want to teach them the whole truth and nothing but the truth to save their souls.
Amen.
If they don't want to save their souls, then they want to go to hell. That's what the Bible trying to get us to see. We need to learn what God said.
Mm-hmm.
And quit fighting with God. You know what? You can't win with God. You can't win without God. If you don't have God on your side, you will lose the battle.
Amen.
Christ is the only one can save souls.
That's right.
Man can't save no souls. Preachers can't save no souls.
Amen.
All preachers can tell you how to be saved.
Yes.
From the word of God. See, the preacher got to study just like the member.
Amen.
So he can teach the people the truth.
Amen.
In Ezra chapter 7 and verse 10, Ezra said, I prepare my heart so I can teach the people the statute and the law.
Mm-hmm.
He wants to teach the people. How can he teach them if he didn't study? The Apostle Paul said in 2 Timothy 2:15, he said, study, show thyself approved unto God.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't it about a preacher?
Mm-hmm.
He said, study, show thyself approved unto God. A workman need not shameless, rightly dividing the word of truth.
That's right.
He's telling me, you, Brother William, if you don't know,
no.
If you don't know, you just don't know. But you got to be known. If you know, then you teach me. Don't play with me. Teach me.
Don't lie.
Amen. Tell me the truth.
Amen.
Don't be beating around me, but I don't want to hurt your feelings. So I'll tell you a little bit, just a little bit. No. Tell me the truth.
Amen.
If it hurts, too bad. Get it right with God. God is not excusing sin.
Amen.
Amen.
He's not excusing it. So there's a time. Well, you know, I didn't know. Yeah, you know. You know what sin is all about.
Mm-hmm.
You know what fornication is. You know what homosexuals is.
Yeah.
You know what lesbians is.
Amen.
You know, you don't know what that stuff is. It's right there in the Word of God. All you got to do is Romans chapter 1, verse 18 through 32.
That's it.
Read the whole thing, and it'll tell you all about the homosexuals and everything. Homosexuals. Hell.
Amen.
God don't love the homosexual. He loves their soul.
Amen.
Instead, they're going to hell.
Amen.
He ain't going to save them in their sin.
No.
God don't love sin.
Mm-hmm.
But he loves soul. He wants you to be saved.
Amen.
If you don't obey his will, you're going to hell. See, people don't want to hear that. I told you, we're going to preach the hell out of them. One way or the other. Either run or come.
That's
all you can do is just preach the gospel. Don't worry about their feelings.
Run or
repent, Brother William, like you said.
Amen.
If they don't repent, they go under hell.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Hell.
Amen.
God didn't play no game with us. You know, what did I tell you something? if you keep on fooling around there and don't repent, you're going to die and you're going to face the judgment in hell.
Amen.
God will send you already in hell.
Mm-hmm.
You gone. Ain't no coming back here.
Amen.
That's it. What time? Man want to get away with it. Talk about it. I'm all right, and you are. No, we're not. We're not all right until we obey God's will.
Amen.
Got to be in Christ, Brother William. The Bible says in Christ.
Must be.
Huh?
Mm-hmm.
He said, for the very elect's sake. Paul said, for the very elect's sake, I do this in Christ.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
2 Timothy chapter 2 and verse number 10. I'm going to give you book and verse with it because I know the Bible says it. Huh?
Amen.
He said the same thing over there. And 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 and verse 9.
Write
these scriptures down. I'm going to give you the scripture tonight. The Bible says it. Acts 4 and 12. Neither is there salvation in any other name.
No other name.
You can't wear another name. If you don't wear Jesus Christ, you can forget about it.
No other name.
No other name. We wear every name but Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
And we claim we are Christ's children. We're not Christ's children if we haven't obeyed the gospel.
Amen.
The Bible tells me in 2 Timothy chapter 2 and verse 19, God knows his own children.
He does.
Because they wear his name.
Amen.
And they have departed from iniquity, which is sin.
Yeah.
They ain't in sin.
Amen.
They out of sin. So those are his children. Those who are in sin are not none of his children. Them are the devil's children, and they're already in hell. Are they waiting to die?
Amen.
That's all they're doing. Waiting to die and say, you came on downstairs. Mm-hmm. And they go to hell with him.
That's it.
Yes.
That's why Isaiah chapter 5 and verse number 24 says he's enlarging hell. God has enlarged it.
Yes.
Now you can go if you want to.
Hmm.
You can go if you want to. You can go to hell or you can go to heaven. But you ain't can't go to both of them. Huh?
Amen.
You can't do it with God.
Amen.
You can do it with the devil. You can play with him all day. Because he likes that. But God got limits. When you get to God's house, let me show you something. When you get to God's house, God will unlock his door.
Mm-hmm.
He's judging you every day. If you got sin in your life, you ain't coming in his house.
Amen.
His house is heaven.
You
got to
repent.
If you don't repent, you ain't going in God's house. You can't go in God's house with sin.
No.
I don't care how good you are. I don't care if you give the shirt off your back.
Yeah.
I don't give you buying that brand new food. You can feed me every day.
Yeah.
If you haven't done God's will, you did it all in vain.
Amen.
The Bible just plainly spoken. And I love God for that. He plainly spoken, Brother William.
Yeah.
God don't beat around the bush. He just tell you straight up. You read his word really. I mean, you just sit down and read the word of God. He tells you straight up.
Obedience.
You don't play around. Johnson, you can do this way. And Lewis Parker, you can do it another way. And Leroy, we need to do it that way. No, sir.
Why?
We all got to go the same way. Are we going to hell?
Amen. One way.
One way in.
Amen.
And I go to 45, and you just, Brother Johnson, take 45 and carry you all the way to Dallas. But I jump on another highway. I didn't follow what you said.
That's right.
That's the same thing I got to do with Christ. I got to follow what he said. I can't go, I believe this here, Brother William, but I don't believe it's over here. All of it's from God. The whole Bible is from God.
Amen.
Amen.
He just used apostles like a pen.
Yep.
And they wrote what he said.
Amen.
Everybody
Amen.
They wrote what Christ said. And Christ told them through the Holy Ghost, and the Holy Ghost was running this business with Christ had at the door.
Mm-hmm.
And they wrote it like it's wrote, and it's going to stay like it is, whether we like it or not. If you in sin, you're out of sin.
Amen.
There ain't no mistake with Christ. See, we try to make like Christ made a mistake, brother. With, well, you know, I can't help myself. I tell you what, I bet you're going to try to help yourself stay out of hell if you can. You better help yourself that day, because you lose your soul, you're going to hell anyway.
Amen.
You ain't going to heaven. I don't care if you live to get 100 years old, brother. We still going to go to hell
die
if you haven't obeyed God.
Die in your sin.
Amen.
Die in your sin at 100 years old, you're going to hell.
Amen.
God never. God is no respect of person.
Mm-mm.
Romans 2.
Yeah.
10. He ain't no respect of person. And Acts 10 and 34. Mm-hmm. Peter said, I perceived that. And God told Peter what to do. And Peter preached the message to the Gentiles. And he preached Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
The eunuch preached Christ. Philip preached Christ to the eunuch.
Amen.
Huh? Now check this out. In Acts chapter 8, now watch this. Acts 22:16, the preacher preached to Paul, he preached Christ.
Yeah.
He told him what he was going to do.
Yeah.
He didn't tell him nothing else. He ain't go through all of the philosophy with it. He told him what he had to do to be saved. He said, why tarriest thou? Arise and be baptized. Wash away thy sin, calling on the name of the Lord. We need to call on the name of the Lord. After baptism and not before.
After sin was washed
away. When sin was washed away, he was saved.
Amen.
He was saved
at
that moment.
That's it.
God didn't save him down the road. He saved him on the spot.
Amen.
He saved him on the spot. He said, well, now, Paul, I'm saving him. No, he didn't say that. He saved him right then and there.
Yes.
Jesus said in Matthew 22 and verse 14, many are called, but a few were chosen. Why, Lord? Because they ain't told them.
Amen.
They haven't followed the plan.
Got to obey.
Got to obey the plan.
Amen.
Gospel is the plan, Brother Will.
Yes.
If you don't obey that, you can't go to heaven. I don't care who you are. You can't go to heaven on the outside playing with Christ. You've got to be in the church of Christ. You've got to be in the spiritual kingdom. The Bible tells me in Ephesians 2 and verse 6, we are in heavenly places. Who are you talking to? He's talking to his children.
Amen.
He ain't talking to no anybody.
Nope.
He's talking to those who have obeyed the gospel.
Amen.
Jesus is in heavenly places. Ephesians chapter 1 and verse 20.
Yes.
So that makes me in the same place if I'm following Christ.
Amen.
Don't tell
Amen.
Me about life. We just don't want to do what it says. We get mad with the preacher. Why you get mad with the preacher? God told the preacher to go preach it.
Amen.
The preacher
Amen.
Got to do what God said. Do
Amen.
You know we are ambassadors for Christ? Philippians chapter 3, verse 20 and 21. I'm an ambassador. Brother Parker's an ambassador. Brother Parker the Fourth is an ambassador. Brother Leroy William is an ambassador. We got to tell you what Christ is, whether you like it or not.
Amen.
Got too many people want to argue with the Lord's preacher. God's son, his preacher. And you know what? God's son, his preacher, what a message. What's that message? The word of God.
The gospel.
Amen.
He saw him with a message. He didn't tell him go tell no story. He said, I said, go preach the word.
His word.
His
Amen.
Word is the word.
Amen.
I ain't got no business preaching your word. I got to preach Christ's word.
That's it.
You don't want it too
Amen.
Bad. I'm going to tell you, you sit there and listen to it. In season, out of season, rebuke, exhort with all long suffering and doctrine. But the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine. But having itching ears turned unto fable. 2 Timothy chapter
Amen.
4, 1 through 4.
Yes.
You're going to hear the word of God. And we don't care how you feel about it.
Amen.
We're going to tell you, and we're going to keep on telling you, as long as you listen on the radio. And if you any of the assembly, we're going to tell you. So
Amen.
You might as well not even try to hide or run, because you can't get away. You know, you can't run from God. You can run, but you sure can't hide. You can go to the bottom of the sea, and God is there.
You
can go down there in hell, and God can look down there. Can't get away. You can't escape. God said in Psalms 139, verse 8, he said, if you make your bed in heaven, I'm there. If you make your bed in hell, I'm there. I can go all over the place, and you still can't escape.
He's everywhere.
He covers the universe.
Amen.
I know the Bible is right. I like what John said. I love this passage of scripture in Revelation chapter 1. John said, I was in the Spirit on the Lord's day.
Yeah.
John was making a proclamation. He was letting the folk know what he was in. He was in the Spirit. What you mean, John? I'm in Christ. Where are you at? Where are you at?
Amen.
He didn't say nothing about Baptist. See, that's why I know the Baptist church is right, Brother Wayne. Yep. He said nothing about that. He said, I was in the Spirit on the Lord's day.
Amen.
Why did he say I was in the Spirit on John's day? Because there ain't no John he's talking about.
Nope.
What he's talking about, John. He's talking about Christ. Huh? Am I right about it? He's talking about Christ. That's why he said that. And in Revelation chapter 2 and verse 10, he said, be ye faithful unto death. You can't be running around here, jumping all in out of every building that's on the ground. You in the Church of Christ, stay in the Church of Christ until Christ calls you home.
Be faithful.
Huh? He said, be faithful unto death. That means if it kill you, you still be faithful.
Amen.
Huh? That was the Bible teaching.
Amen.
Now, what God says, something's got to be done. In Revelation 14, verse 6, he said, preach that gospel. That's an everlasting gospel.
Everlasting.
You got to keep preaching whether they want to hear it or not. And then you go drop down to verse 13. He said, all those that die in the Lord.
Yes.
If you die in the Lord, you're on safety ground.
Amen.
But you got to stay in the Lord. You can't jump in and out of churches that they claim to have. We got some of our own members, by the way, in false religion.
Amen.
They left the Church of Christ. They're in the Baptist now.
Jesus.
They're in the Catholic churches and all these other churches.
Mm-hmm.
They're leaving Christ.
Yeah.
When you leave Christ, you in hell. Because they're all going to hell.
Amen.
They all going to hell.
Mm-hmm.
Ain't that sad?
Yeah.
All in those churches building and dying, and guess what? You going straight to hell after death.
Not
really. They ain't written in the book.
Mm-mm.
None of them. You can't show me now one of those churches in God's word, and then we claiming that we are these churches. How you going to be something that God has ever authorized? Do you ever check, read? You don't even check what the preacher said. My preacher said it. I don't care what your preacher said. If he don't come from the word of God and give me chapter, book, and verse, that fella's on his way to hell, too. And I'm telling him he's on his way to hell. He ain't got no chapter, book, and verse, but he's going to tell me, oh, we all going to hell. No, we're not.
Not according to the truth.
The truth is only heaven.
Amen.
Huh? God will take you to heaven if you obey his will.
Amen.
He told you, I want to use an explanation here right quick. Now, Brother Wayne, you got three children, right?
Amen.
Now, if you set up a will for them, they're supposed to get what you give them, right?
Amen.
Now, can I get what you give your children? No.
You're not in the will.
Yeah, I'm not in the will. Why? I'm not your family.
You're not my family.
Huh?
Amen.
You see what I'm saying? That's what Christ is. If you're not in Christ's will, you're not his family. So he don't give you nothing.
Amen.
The devil every day. And he'll just take you on in because he's going to hell anyway.
Mm-hmm.
But Christ got a limitation on him. You got to get in the will. And the will is through the watery grave of baptism.
Amen.
That's contact heaven. You contact heaven that way.
Mm-hmm.
See, when you go in the water, you come up a new creature.
In
the Spirit. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17. You are a creation. You belong to Jesus Christ. And you know when you put on baptism, you know what you're doing? You better really pay attention to this. You are signing an oath with Christ.
Amen.
An oath. You know what an oath is. If I tell you, Brother Will, I'm going to do something, and I sign that piece of paper, and I don't do it, you can get me for it.
Amen. You swear an oath.
I swear an oath. Well, that's what we did for Christ. We said, Christ, you the head now. You the head of our lives. The devil is out.
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah.
So the devil ain't got no part in our business.
Amen.
You see, we want to hold. See, here's why a lot of people want to build the Church of Christ, Brother Williams. They want to kind of dally around with the Church of Christ, and then dally around with the devil. And then when we see him, we say, "Hey man, why you doing that?" Well, you know, brother, you know, I don't think. Now hear what he's thinking now. I don't think God meant for us. We just have to be in church, be in service every day. We supposed to worship God every opportunity we get.
Amen.
Every opportunity we supposed to be talking about Christ. Well, why are we talking about the devil for? We don't have enough of him. We ought to have enough of it. We done drank his whiskey. We done smoked his dope. We done chased the women. We done done all of the sinful things, and we still trying to steal door. It was a shame before God. And then we holler about, "I'm the Church of Christ." No, you not. If you living in sin, you no longer Christ, and you going to hell for that.
Amen.
If you don't repent.
Amen.
See, a lot of folks want to get away with sin. You're not going to get away with it.
No way.
God ain't going to let you get away with it.
No, sir.
You just forget about that.
Jesus. Amen.
Jesus is the only way. And if you don't get rid of your sin, you going to hell. And I say it loud enough you can hear it. I don't care if you get mad. And you can call us on the radio, and we're going to still tell you you going to hell.
Amen.
Amen.
Yeah, you ain't gonna get away with it. That's talking about, y'all take your Christ. I tell everybody, gonna you show him, cause you got to do what God say.
Amen.
Obey me. That's what he meant, and he wasn't playing when he said it.
Yeah.
Huh? Okay. And if we don't repent, you can forget about it.
Amen.
And don't be talking about, well, you know, God let me live to get 100 years old. So what? But have you obeyed God yet?
In 100 years,
you ain't did nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, you wasting away. Do you know the Son of Man is just wasting away?
Yes.
That's all he's doing.
Day by day.
That's all he's doing. Let me show you what I'm saying. In 2 Corinthians chapter 4 and verse 16, the Bible said the outward man perishes daily, but the inward man is being renewed daily. He's talking about us that's in the church. We are being renewed daily.
In the spirit.
In the spirit.
Christ. Got you.
Huh?
Mm-hmm.
You got to stay with Christ. You ain't got no choice in that matter. You mess around and die and go to hell. Ooh-wee. As Brother Parker says.
Yeah.
Oh, there ain't no excuse for that. You just lost. Got people trying to get all kind of ways into heaven. You can't do it but one way. God only made one way to go.
That's right.
Amen.
Or down. Huh?
Amen.
I'm in Christ right now. I'm trying my best to stay in Christ every day.
Yes.
I know what the penalty is. The penalty is death and hell.
Amen.
There ain't no shortcuts to Christ. We got a lot of folks trying to get shortcuts. And I noticed something, Brother Parker, that everybody, when these preachers start preaching funerals in these denominations, nobody go to hell.
Wow.
Everybody going to heaven. But that's a lie.
That's a lie.
That's a lie was told long ago. If you die in your sins, you had it. The soul that shall die. Ezekiel 18 and verse 4 and verse 20.
Amen.
If you die in your sin, you're going to die.
Yes.
You're gone on about it here. And you, it's over with. Oh, Lord, have mercy. Do you want to be saved?
All right.
The question tonight, do you want to be saved?
Yeah.
When you talk about, I think about it. No. Either yes or no.
How do I be saved?
How do you be saved?
Yeah.
You know, a lot of folk got all kind of ways of being saved, but the way Jesus said it.
All right.
They ain't listening to the word like they should. They don't want to hear what the preacher got to say from the word. So they make up their own human philosophy, and they get mad with the truth.
All right.
Now, you know it's a situation, Brother Parker, that I get mad with Jesus, and he is the truth.
The truth,
and the way, Brother William.
Amen.
I don't even want to get in the way.
Mm.
Huh? I don't want to get in the way. Jesus is the way to heaven.
only way.
How am I going to heaven without Jesus?
No way.
How am I going to get into Christ without Jesus?
No way.
I can't get into Christ by myself.
Amen.
The Bible says in Colossians 1 and verse 13, he has translated us out of Satan's kingdom
and
to God's kingdom, God's dear son kingdom.
Yes.
Now, let me throw an illustration in your face right quick and maybe catch on to it real good. When you're on the outside of Christ, you're already in hell, so you wait on him to die.
Yes.
Amen.
You're already there.
Condemnation.
You're already condemned. The Bible says that in John chapter 3 and verse 18 through 21.
Yes.
You're already condemned. So that means you're already in hell. You're already going down there anyway. You don't repent, you go to hell. Simple as that. Repentance is a change of heart, change of mind and soul, and it's done by faith in the watery grace of baptism.
Yes.
Colossians 2 and verse number 12. See, we've been regenerated, Brother William. How is that? In Titus chapter 3, verse 3 through 7.
Mm-hmm.
We've been regenerated. We were baptized and we were regenerated. Now we are new creatures in Christ.
Amen.
We don't have to worry about it. All we got to do is stay faithful unto death.
Be faithful
in serving God. If you serve God, rewards are coming.
Amen.
And in Revelation chapter 22 and verse 12, he said, when I come, I'm bringing my reward with me.
Amen.
Now, you know God has got to be good to us, brethren.
Yes.
He's going to bring the reward to us.
Yes.
He's going to bring it to us, and he's going to still be up in the air.
Oh, amen.
He ain't touching it.
Not anymore.
He ain't touching it.
Amen.
But he's going to bring it to us. Ain't that beautiful?
Yes.
God's going to bring us to us. Oh, brethren, we don't know what we're talking about or something. We act like we ain't got no sense. We telling you what the Bible says.
Amen.
God said, I'm going to bring it to you. Now, you know what? On the average job, do you see the man bringing your paycheck?
No.
If you ain't on that job to get your paycheck, you don't get paid.
All right.
Huh?
Amen.
You're an employer, and you paying a man, he don't pick up his check, he don't get it. But God is opposite of that.
Amen.
God, I'm going to bring it to you.
Yeah.
I'm going to bring it to you. What are you going to bring to you? That crown of life.
Yeah.
That eternal life he promised.
Amen.
He's not going to give it to all that believe me and stay faithful.
Amen.
No matter what it takes. All you got to do is stay faithful to God.
That's right.
God has got something for you that the devil can't offer.
Yeah.
Amen.
You know what? Let me say it to you, brethren. God can give you anything he want to give you.
Yes.
The devil can show you all of this stuff, but guess what? All of it's going to burn up one day. 2 Peter 3 and 13. It's going to burn up, Brother Will.
Amen.
You see this wheelchair I'm sitting in? It's going to burn up one day. It's not going to burn up. I still have to say it, won't I? You see what I'm saying? That day, when I get a new body, Brother William, I don't have to, hey, Brother William, can you help me up? Oh, Brother Parker, can you walk with me? I don't need you then. I got God walking with me. I got the spirit of life. I got it now, and I'll have it for the future. I have eternal life, and I'll be still walking. Walking good, too. I won't be limping.
Yeah.
I won't be saying, hey, somebody help me do that. Hey, God said, now you can do it all. You kept my word. You did what I told you. You followed my plan.
Yeah.
Now come on home. It's time to go. You done all that I told you what to do. You didn't argue with me. You just did it. That's what God's looking for.
Amen.
Just do it. Don't argue. Don't say nothing about it. Just get up and do it.
Amen.
Be faithful.
Yes.
Be like Abraham. Abraham didn't question God. When God said, get up from your people, Abraham just walked out on faith. That's all you got to do is step out on faith. And then God be the All you got to do what God say. That's what people fail at, Brother Parker. They fail to step out on faith. You see, one thing my mother encouraged me, I never forget her for that. She said, son, if you're going to do something for the Lord, do it wholeheartedly. And she wasn't even in the church yet, Brother William. She told me that.
Well,
she said, do it wholeheartedly, son. Don't play with God. He'll kill you. My mother told me that long ago, brother, just like your mother told you.
Yes.
You play with God, he'll kill you.
Yes, he will.
Because he all don't want you to be playing with him. You either be sincere or get away from him.
Yep.
Huh? Stay on out in that brother. That's what God's trying to get us to see. God wants us to see what's really going on. If you just look around every day, you can see death and folks just falling dead. They're already dead. They're already in hell. They don't even know it.
Amen.
They don't know they're in hell.
That's
Let me tell you an example. Brother William, you know I preached this sermon Sunday about Jonah. Jonah was in the belly for 3 days. The Bible says he was in hell.
Amen.
The word Sheol is the belly of the fish. It says he was in hell.
Yes, sir.
See, he didn't do what God said the first time. But he prayed to his God. He feared his God, and God spared it. But you know what? Sometimes God don't spare us. We keep on playing with God, and God says, okay, you're not going to do what I say. I'm going to kill you. I'm going to tell you who God is now.
Uh-huh.
Huh? We say pray.
Gotta repent
and get his faith. See, Jonah has some sense, Brother William. He has some sense to repent. Bombing him up.
Amen.
You see what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
See, God giving us a chance to live, not to die.
Amen.
I'm talking about spiritual living. Now, I ain't talking about death with all faith. That ain't what I'm talking about. I'm talking about spiritual living. See, the Bible says in 1 Timothy chapter 4 and verse 8, it says we live on after this life. We still be living. We got eternal life now, and after we step out the body, we still got eternal life, and we faithful to our God. That's what I'm talking about. See, a lot of folks face death. Well, death is over with. No. If you haven't obeyed God, it ain't over with yet.
Judgment
is on you.
Yes.
See, if you die on the outside, well, you're going to pay for it. You're going to pay a heavenly pencil for death because you should have got it right before you left this earth.
Amen.
That's what we're talking about.
See, a lot
of folks hear that, but that's just the truth.
That's right.
It's the truth, and we might as well face it. God wants to save. You know, God wants to save us, Brother Will, and we act like we ain't got no sense when it comes to when God wants to do something for us.
Huh.
We fight with God. We argue with God.
Yeah.
You know, we shake our fists at God. We cuss God out.
Wow.
And God just, you know, God just sit there and look at us. You know what? Y'all cussing me out. I love y'all. And I died for y'all. I went to the cross for you.
Sacrifice.
He sacrificed his own life on a wooden cross, and we still arguing with him. I ain't got time right now, God. I'll pick it up later. No, you don't. You got to pick it up. You got a chance to pick it up.
Yes.
Yeah. Amen.
You fool right there and reject it, you're going to hell.
Amen.
I still say it. That Bible is right. I don't care what nobody say. I'm staying with God. I made up my mind long ago, Brother Will.
Yeah.
As long as I got breath in this tabernacle, I'm going to tell you what God say. You can get mad. You can swell up and bust, cuss, knock knees out of joint, bump your head against the wall, go crazy, I'm still going to tell you. And guess what, Brother Will? At the judgment, ain't nobody going to have Alzheimer's either.
No.
You going to understand what God's saying, because God's going to tell you. You got it now, but you ain't going to have it at the judgment. You better get it right with God.
Yes.
You better bring it all into subjection with God, because God is looking.
Yes.
He's looking deep in your soul.
Amen.
Don't you know that our life is nothing but a vapor?
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
4, verse 13 through 15, our life is like, you ever seen let me use that straight to me. You ever seen a teapot? When I was a little boy, my mother and I used to make tea. And I used to watch that smoke, Brother William, disappear. That steam disappear. That's where our life is.
All right.
Our life is just like a vapor. It's here for a moment and gone.
Vanishes away.
And if we ain't in Christ, it's over.
Amen.
It's over, Brother Parker. If we're not in Christ, it's all over. It's hell and no heaven.
Amen.
That's why I try to encourage, brother, stay with the book. Don't be playing around. We ain't got time for that. Like you said, when time out for the foolishness, the game is over. And if the game ain't over with you now, then it's going to be over.
Yeah.
Huh? God got to kill you? He gets to your attention? Oh, you don't want God to do that.
Amen.
Do no more than you have to do, and that's to save your soul.
Yeah.
Now, you want him to do that, but if he got to kill you to get your attention, ooh, Lord, have mercy. And see, when God kill you, you dead. I mean, you really dead.
Yeah.
Amen.
That he came down. And you know what I admire about God? I tell you what I really admire about God. He came down and took on human flesh and blood and died on that cross.
Mm-hmm.
As a man, and went back to heaven as God.
Yeah.
Ooh, ain't that beautiful?
Hey,
and no man can do that. But God.
But God.
That's why I said, there ain't no other God. Huh?
Amen.
And Exodus 18 and verse 11, it says, he's above all the gods. So where another God is? If he's above all of that, then where another God is? There ain't none.
Amen.
See, the Bible is right. That's why I say you got to read the Word. Read the Word of God for yourself.
Yes.
Trust God. Do you really love God? I'll ask you a question tonight. Do you really love God?
All right.
Amen.
Obeying. No. You don't need to think about that. Yes or no. Simple as that. See, if you love it, you'll get baptized.
Yes.
You'll go down the watery grave. You'll come up a new creature. You'll be added to the church.
Amen.
You ain't clean when you get with God. When you get with God, brother, you get cleaned up good.
Amen.
He gets rid of everything you ever had, all the sin.
Mm-hmm.
He clean you up, and then you walk with him, and he walk with you. You walk together, hand in hand. You know how you used to grab your little children by the hand and walk with them?
Yeah.
That's what God does. He grabs them by the hand and walk with them. I'm not talking about these physical hands. I'm talking about your mind.
That's right.
He walk with it every day. All you got to do is say, Lord, here am I.
That's
send
right.
me. I'll go. Isaiah 6, verse 6 through 8.
Yeah.
Isaiah said it. What's wrong with us? We do the same thing.
Yes.
Isaiah was just a man. We are men. We are men of the cross. And we're going to stand on the word.
Amen.
Brethren, let's take it and go further.
Yes.
You know what, brethren? We almost coming to a closing year.
Yes.
We all want to do better every year. We all want to get better and better for Christ.
Amen.
Think about it. We are his ambassadors. I'm so glad that he said that. Paul, written in the word, we are the ambassadors. He didn't say those other preachers were. He said, we are. Why? We are in Christ. That's why we are the ambassadors.
That's right.
Anybody on our side ain't nothing to Christ but going to hell.
That's right.
Satan got all the ministers he's going to ever get. God got the true ministers.
That's right.
Huh? God got the true ministers. Huh? But God ain't going to have it if you ain't going to do it right.
That's right.
Got to do God's word right.
Amen.
I'm going to want you to hear the word tonight. You heard it.
Mm-hmm.
Do you believe the word tonight?
Believe Jesus.
Are you repent of your sin?
Yes.
Sir. Are you ready to confess Christ is Lord?
All right.
Are you ready to be baptized into Jesus Christ?
Amen.
Are you ready to let him add you to it? His church and not no other church.
Yeah.
Huh?
Right.
There ain't no other church in the Bible. If it's another one, I tell you what we'll do. We'll quit ours and go to yours.
All right.
And you ain't sure. Nobody showed us yet. I didn't ask you to show me. I ain't got the answer yet.
Amen.
Some years, I ain't got the answer yet, Brother William.
Yeah.
I ain't got now. So, evidently, they're lying. They can't find it. They can't find Baptist, Methodist, Catholic, Jehovah's Witness, and this in it. These are man-made fairy tale stories about men trying to say, like Joseph Smith said, he looked out the window and looked up in there, and he got a revelation from God. No, the Bible already fulfilled that already. John fulfilled that in his last writing.
Yeah.
So why he got a revelation? He got another revelation than what John got?
Amen.
I don't believe that.
No.
Amen.
Huh? The Bible is right.
Amen.
I want to encourage you, brethren. You preach it tight. Don't let up. Because if you let up, people take advantage of it. Just hell. If you're going to preach on that, no hell, just call it hell. No mistake, just hell. If you're going to preach heaven, preach heaven. If you're going to preach drunkenness, homosexual, all of that, bring it on.
Amen.
Bring it on, because there you go. Homosexual is a sin, and you're going to hell for it.
Yes.
If you want to repent and make a change.
Amen.
I turn it over to you, Brother Parker.
All right.
Yes, Brother. Yes. We're just so happy. That was so powerful. We love that. We're going to have to preach in America now. The preaching has to be centered on the fact of this country is going to fall.
Amen.
You see, America has told God that he is alive.
Yeah.
And they have said we are the new Sodom and Gomorrah.
Yes,
a man can marry a man, and a woman can marry a woman. Hell, do we want America? It's headed that way. Now, we as members of the body of Christ, we are facing some of the same circumstances that Christians did years back.
Yeah.
We have to stand and be righteous in the midst of a hellistic situation. Now, we have to walk in the footsteps of Jesus now.
Yeah.
And listen, men that are members of the body of Christ, you're going to have other men that are hellistic who are flirting with you. Women, same thing. Women with women, men with men. Women are going to have women that's flirting with them. We've got to walk in the footsteps of Jesus in the midst of this hellistic situation that our nation has said is right. And they're calling God a lie. Now, meanwhile, those of us who are members of the Church of Christ, we must know that when nations do as our nation has done, and we look back at the Bible, we find that where great nations did the same thing. But God blessed his people and showed them and let them see how he was tearing down those wicked nations. Now, America, we used to sing the great song, One Nation Under God, Indivisible with Liberty and Justice for All. And then we used to sing the song, God Bless America, land that I love, stand beside her and guide her. And you know the song, you know it. We have taken the authority for God to help us through our Supreme Court, who called God a lie.
Yes,
a man can marry a man, and a woman has a right to marry a woman. That's just low down and petty.
Yes.
That's not right. That is hellistic. That's going to bring about the fall of once we had a great nation. We're on the way to hell now as a great nation. But God has ordered us as members of his church how to do right when hell is all around us.
Amen.
Let us live right in the midst of this crooked and perverse generation. And the one now that has declared our Supreme Court said, God, you are a lie. A man can marry a man, and a woman can marry a woman. Do you not understand how hellistic that is? Right now, things are happening in America that we never thought would be happening. And more of it is going to happen. But we as Christians, members of the only church in the Bible, keep walking in the footsteps of Jesus and say, "Black in the hellistic situation that we have going on in America. Preach the gospel." You know, I'm thinking, and I used to have dreams about it. I don't know if it's going to happen or not. They may just go to the Supreme Court and have them make a law that you can't say that there's only one church in the Bible.
Mm.
Satan, you know, may do that. And there are more people not in the Church of Christ that are in the Church of Christ. And if they had a vote on it, they would definitely rule that out.
No
such thing as one true church. You know, you have people that you have been preaching to that do not believe in the Bible enough to understand that there's only one church in the Bible. Christ did not die for hundreds of churches. He died for his church. And he instructed us on what to do in his church. Now we've got to get ourselves together. Stand still and watch the salvation of God. We've got to preach the doctrine of Christ. And you know something? If we keep preaching the doctrine of Christ and men start trying to work against us and say that those Church of Christ people are wrong and this and blah, 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 might start putting us in jail or something for preaching. You know, anything can happen. But God will save his own. Amen.
Amen.
And they need to understand that God will take care of his own.
Amen.
He will do some things here to this country that they never thought would ever happen to them.
Amen.
Because God is God. He's above all and all and through all.
Yeah.
And he knows how to protect his people. Now, that's what we've got to keep teaching and preaching the gospel for.
Yeah.
Amen.
Some
people say, well, you know, and Satan said, no, any church to do. You can go to any church, do what you want to do. They talking about that one church. It's one church in the Bible, Satan.
Yeah.
And you know it. Amen. Bible says, prove all things, hold fast that which is good. Those of you that feel like you're in the right church, go to the Bible and find it. Find it in the Bible, the Holy Bible. Don't go get a Bible that some other man wrote and said that your church is right. No. It doesn't exist. Go to the King James Version of the Holy Bible and study it and find all these scriptures that you see in the United States today. You won't find them. They're not there. And God will let you know. Amen. And you need to listen to the gospel of Christ, because there's only one church to be saved in, and you become a member of that church by hearing the word, believing the word, repenting of your sins, confessing Christ to be the Son of God, and being buried in the watery grave of baptism for the washing away of all your past sins. Rise there up from that water, a new creation in Christ Jesus.
And
you walk in the footsteps of Jesus, follow the Bible, be faithful to the only church that's in the Bible, and that's the church that Christ died for, which is named the Church of or from Christ. That's the only church in the Bible. You won't find another one in the Bible but that one. And you know, you ask some of the church, if you're in some church with a different name, you tell them to prove it with the Bible that church that you are in, other than the Church of Christ, is in the Bible. And if they try to tell you it's in the Bible, we want you to call us and then tell us where they found it. Amen?
Amen.
We can help you a whole lot, because there isn't but one church in the Bible that Christ died for. Amen. That we might have a right to the tree of life. You have to give his word, God's word, Acts 15 and 7. Believe his word, Hebrews 11 and 6. Repent of all your past sins, Luke 13 and verse 3. Confess Christ to be the Son of God, Matthew 10 and verse 32. And then be buried in the watery grave of baptism for the remission, the cleansing of all your past sins. Rise up therefrom, a new creation in Christ Jesus.
Yes.
And you become a member of the body of Christ, or the Church of Christ. And you walk and live the right life. There's not but one church in the Bible. Read the Bible. One church is only in the Bible. That's the church that Christ established. He shed his blood and died on the cross that we might have a right to the tree of life. And that church is the church of Christ. Amen. That's the only one. And the word all is just saying the church from Christ, the church of Christ, the same thing. Church of Christ. He is the head of it. He's gone back to heaven.
Amen.
Amen. He's given us directions through the Bible how to walk in the footsteps of Jesus and die and go to heaven. Amen. That's what it's all about. And you hear all these men preaching and telling you what you want to hear and passing a plate 3 and 4 times in the service or 5 or 6 times, whatever it is, and then tell you to give so much and send so much. Amen.
Amen.
Millionaires. Many of them millionaires. And that's what they in that church or over that church. That's why they're there. For the money. Amen. 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 And we need to know that the church that God, that Christ built here is in the Bible. Read the New Testament scriptures and everything. Christ died, and he came and showed us what we need to do to walk in the footsteps of Jesus. And once we obey the gospel, God will help bless us to keep walking in his footsteps in the midst of all the hell that's going on this earth. And you can make it to heaven. And you'll see it stronger and stronger. It'll make you more committed to his word, and you will enjoy the life on earth, the greatest that you can, in Christ Jesus.
Amen.
And we ask you to go to the nearest Church of Christ near you and obey the gospel before it's everlastingly too late for your soul.
Yes,
Brother Johnson?
Yes, sir.
Okay, who's next?
You want to close us out? I can close us out, Brother Paul.
Yeah, we heard from you, and then close us out. Okay.
All right, praise the Lord. We are thankful for our brethren and ourselves that we try to declare unto you the gospel of Christ and the very importance of obeying the gospel and living according
Amen.
To the gospel doctrine of Christ.
Amen.
See, we want you to know it's important that we obey the truth.
Amen.
But once you
Amen.
Obey the truth, you must follow the teaching of the truth.
Amen.
The Amen.
Truth will keep you free from sin and allow you to be found faithful to God when Jesus comes to redeem his spiritual church out of
Amen.
The world. He's going to deliver his spiritual kingdom up to God in heaven.
Amen.
Those
Amen.
Who are in the spiritual kingdom of Christ will be left to go to hell.
That's it. Amen.
Yes.
We want everyone to know, ladies and gentlemen, you have a choice.
Yes, sir.
Now let us close out with a prayer.
All right.
Amen.
Father.
Yes.
Father, thank you for this night. Thank you for this broadcast.
Yes.
Thank you for this time.
Amen.
Johnson, Brother Parker, the fourth, Brother Parker Jr., Brother Brown, Brother Lee,
Amen.
And those who are participating as ministers and teachers in this gospel forum.
Yes.
We pray, dear God,
Amen.
Give us help,
yes.
strength, wisdom, knowledge, and faith to continue to preach your gospel,
Amen.
To preach your word,
Amen.
To the perishing generation of people worldwide.
Yes, yes.
Thankful, dear God, for this opportunity to be on a worldwide internet broadcast.
Yes.
Where many people in many languages in many places can hear the gospel even in their own language.
Amen.
Amen.
That somebody will eventually say, what must I do to be saved?
That's it.
Somebody
Amen.
Will ask the question from their heart.
Amen.
We pray, dear God, that they will follow the answer that we have shared with them from
yes,
your word.
Lord.
Yes, yes.
After hearing the gospel, one must believe in Christ.
Amen.
They must
Amen.
Believe in the gospel.
Yes.
They must believe that Jesus died for our sins. And we know
Amen.
That those who believe will make up their minds to change.
Amen.
To repent of all of those things that they are doing or have failed to do that are not according to your word.
Amen.
Amen.
We will confess faith in Christ.
Amen.
Faith in you, dear Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
That we might be buried with you by baptism.
Yes.
That we may be raised as a new creature, walking in the footsteps of Jesus.
Yes.
Amen.
Thank you for our opportunity.
Amen.
We're going to preach it.
Yes.
Whether they want it or not.
Yes.
We're going to preach it for the men believe or not.
Amen.
We're going to preach it for
Amen.
Our sake as well as theirs.
Amen.
Bless us, dear God.
Yes.
In every endeavor that we're putting forth, to do your will.
Yes, sir.
To preach your word.
Amen.
That we might do it sincerity of heart, with simplicity of message, and with the understanding and faith that honors and gives glory to you, dear God.
Yes.
Yes.
In Jesus' name we pray.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
God bless us all. And may each and every one believe and prosper in faith according to the will and the grace of God.
Amen.
And
Amen.
May we all be ready to meet together again at the
Amen.
Next appointment time.
Yeah.
On Thursday night at 7:30 at this broadcast hour. We look
Amen.
Forward to those who will be a part of this broadcast. Bring your questions.
Amen.
Bring your comments.
Amen.
The Bible answer your need.
Amen.
Yes, Lord.
He has the answer.
All right.
God bless us all.
Amen.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
All right. Good night, brethren.
Good night.
Good night.